Partial. In your headlines, KZN councillors request security protection and a warning over Durban blaze.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good evening. The eThekwini Municipality Speaker Thabane Nyawose says eight councillors have approached his office to request security protection services. He was speaking at the home of slain councillor Minenhle Mkhize, was gunned down at his home in Cliffdale, west of Durban, last night. He says Mkhize never reported any death threats.
As we have said in our address to the community, we have never received any request from him for protection, because there were no threats directed to him in whatsoever anyway. He was never threatened. Now I've got only eight requests in my office from different councillors from political parties, but from Minenhle Mkhize, we have never received any request for protection.
A man arrested in connection with the murder of a member of the Western Cape Department of Community Safety is expected to appear in court tomorrow. The suspect spent 4 months on the run following the murder. Jacqueline Mponsana died in hospital after which she was set alight during an apparent domestic dispute. Part of Mponsana's responsibilities in the department were to access compliance with the Domestic Violence Act at police stations. Police spokesperson MC Van Beek.
A 39-year-old man was arrested at his hiding place in Khayelitsha. He is due to appear in the Athlone Magistrates Court on Monday, the 24th of January, on a charge of murder.
Meanwhile, the eThekwini Municipality has issued a warning for residents to stay clear of areas in and around the Durban CBD following the smoke that is circulating near the China Emporium building. Affected areas include Durban Central, Berea, Musgrave and Glenwood. Operations to control the fire from spreading to nearby buildings are underway, and the city's fire and emergency services remain on standby to put out smouldering debris in the affected building. Municipal spokesperson Lindiwe Khuzwayo.
Residents close to Central Durban are advised to protect themselves against smoke emanating from a building fire in the CBD. Residents are advised to keep their windows closed until the smoke has dissipated.
And lastly, a stowaway has been discovered in the wheel section under the front of a freight plane that arrived in Netherlands capital Amsterdam from South Africa. A statement from the Dutch Border Control Police says the man's age and nationality hasn't yet been determined and that he's doing well considering the circumstances and has been taken to a hospital. According to the airport's website and flight tracking data, the only Cargolux freight flight arriving today was a Boeing 747 firefighter that traveled from Johannesburg and made a stop in Kenya. Let's recap your top story at 5. The eThekwini Municipality Speaker Thabane Nyawose says eight councillors have approached his office to request security protection services. For 5FM News, I'm Ed West.